This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a while since we've done Brexit on the program because who can keep track, right? January 2020 is the new deadline, until it's not. But back this past March, just before the original date for Britain to leave the European Union, we took the show over there to get a sense of the economic reality of it. One of the people we talked to was a honey shop owner in London's Borough Market. Her name is Samantha Wallace. The shop is called From Field and Flower, and we have gotten her back on the phone just to chat. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
I imagine things are getting busy holiday-wise in the Borough Market, yeah?
They are, yes. Well, starting to. It's the beginning of December still, so it's a little early to predict how it will pan out. But traditionally, it's the very busy time of year, Christmas.
And things have been busy over there all year, what with the political changes and Brexit being stalled. I do wonder how you're doing business-wise.
Well, actually, touch wood, we're doing well so far. Everything is okay. We are, you know, bobbing along as normal, which is really pleasing and reassuring. But that's on a background of total uncertainty, which has been consistent for months and months now. It feels like a kind of recurring bad dream, really.
I confess I'm surprised to hear you say you're bobbing along, what with all the uncertainty.
We are, yeah, we are. Trade so far has been okay, but we are very concerned about what it could be in the future post the kind of recent election that's going to be happening next week. Yeah. And then depending on what happens with Brexit, which is still massively uncertain, and we were supposed to be doing this back in March, so it's been twice delayed, and I have a horrible feeling it probably won't happen even if the current government win again.
I'd say that's probably safe money given recent history, but let me ask you this. When we were there, we talked a lot, and when we had you on back in May, we talked a lot about how you source your honey, and you're heavily into European sourcing. Is that still working out for you, or are you looking for other supply chains?
The thing about us is that we work with small producers, which is why our honey is exceptional quality. So we are very loyal to them, and we will continue to try and support them. But it does just depend on the impact of Brexit. We think it could possibly be, at the worst, if it was a no deal, possibly 40% impact cost to us, new costs.
Wow.
And with a deal, as it stands, it's probably around 30%.
Wow.
But it's very hard to just suddenly switch your supply chain in that way. And there are loyalties that are important to us as well.
Right. Of course, let me back you up for a minute and get to that 30 or 40%, in essence, tariff that you would have to pay.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, under either a deal or a no-deal Brexit. 30% is a staggering number. Would you absorb the costs? Would you pass them on? I mean, what would that do to your business?
Well, I think we'd have to absorb most of them, because I think, you know, what we sell is premium honey, and it's a premium because it's of excellent quality and limited quantity. But I just don't know what that would mean for the future. We'd have to look at how we maybe changed our business and looked at what we did in the future. But that is going to be very difficult without knowing what the impacts will be. And I guess we won't know that realistically till probably a year, even after the withdrawal deal goes through, because I think, if I've understood correctly, once the deal goes through, that's still a year of current trading as a part of the European Union, and then it changes.
Yeah, I don't mean to point out your uncertainty, but it does occur to me that you're going to have to spend money on customs brokers and lawyers to help you figure out what the rules are, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. We think we're going to have to look at least 10% on what we call import costs. So that would be new tariffs, paying a customs agent, a specific agent who is an expert, allegedly, in all these new customs arrangements that will come into place.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's an accurate guess, basically.
Samantha Wallace, she and her husband own a honey specialty shop in London's Borough Market. It's called From Field and Flower. We were there beginning of the year, back in March. Ms. Wallace, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care.